And out in front of the barn, sometimes you have a fenced-in lot where the horses and cattle and things come. You'd say, well, that's the
barn lot.
Okay. And if you've got a fenced-in, a big fenced-in place where they can roam around and eat grass and everything, that's a
pasture.
Okay. Did you ever raise any cotton?
Yes, sir. Many a bale of it.
What do you do when you have to go out with a hoe in the cotton field?
Chop cotton.
Okay. What do you do when you chop cotton? Get the weeds out?
Well, you thin your cotton out. That's what we always we do. Well, we do get some of it, you know. Just go and chop it out in one and two stalks in the hill ever so far apart. Mm-hmm. About 8 inches apart. Get a little run out when you're facing it.
Mm-hmm. What do you have any certain term for undesirable grass that you get in a cotton field that you want to hoe out? Would you call that anything?
Yeah, crab grass. Johnson grass, and we had a one time grass here just lunch crop here. Call it water grass, ancient night. Cut it off in the evening and grow back to ancient in the night.
Well, I never heard of that. Keep you working up to death.
Well, that's what we had to do. And it was a kind of a new grass come in the country long. Oh, it's been a good long while ago. That stuff gets tractor out here and yonder and pick up. I don't know how come it in here, but some people call it ancient night and some water grass.
Boy.
That's all the names I ever knowed of first.
Well, I never heard of that ancient night. That just run a man ragged.
Well, we got pretty ragged while we were doing it.
Well, did you ever get rid of it, or did you just finally have
to let it? No, sir, it's still here with us yet.
Well, let me see.
People,
go ahead.
That people farm different now.
Yeah.
They gotten out of where they can dust their land and poison their land, you know, and all them weeds and stuff, you ain't watering well.
They pick cotton with these machines now, and you can't tell whether the field has been picked or not. Those machines don't take the cotton very much.
No, they don't pick it clean.
And you can look at a field, and it looks like it still needs to be picked.
It's a mess. But after all, now you could take it and run back over and go pick out every bowl of squares left there, and you wouldn't, on a 100-acre field, you wouldn't get a bale of cotton for it.
Is that right?
That's right.
It just looks like there's a lot left.
It just tags it, you know, and makes it look messy.
Did you ever hear the term goose locking or goose picking?
It's goose plucking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
picking
yeah.
Cotton?
I've done that myself.
What is that?
Plucking cotton. Leaving it in the bowl, you know, plucking, you ain't getting it all.
I see. Leave some in the bowl.
Uh-huh. Tag in the bowl, you know, just grab it and what's left stayed in there.
I see. I had heard somebody talk about that. They called it goose picking, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, you could goose pick it or pluck it. I know, I've heard my dad say, stop plucking that cotton. Give me and get it all.
I want you to get it all out of there.
Well, she left a little in there, you know, it's a pluck.
Yeah.
I believe that'd be right.
Yeah.
Or goose picking either one, it wouldn't be good.
Okay. Let me see. What about different sizes of fields that you would grow things in? What would a patch be?
A patch would be a small piece of ground.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the that is just in a patch, it'd be a small patch.
I see.
A patch.
What would you grow in a patch?
Well, you can grow most anything in much as it holds.
Okay, and a field would be a bigger?
Yeah, it'd be a bigger block of land. I don't know.
Okay.
Be a field.
What about some different types of fences that you've seen or have used?
Well, I've used rail fences.